Michael Jackson before that, on AM and on FM in stereo. This is Radio Mercury, the most listened to station in the heart of the South.
It's 11 o'clock. This is Judith Falcon. A full-scale battle is raging around a small Surrey village this morning as units of the British Army try to retake the town after a declaration of independence. Villagers in Mickleham near Dorking threw up barricades around the village this morning after declaring UDI. They say that a charter signed by Charles II establishes the village as an independent duchy. So far, they've beaten off attempts by police and the army to restore British rule. From the battlefront, Graham Freer.
Unbelievably, it's army here, and it seems like the British army, with their enormous firepower, have actually been beaten off by the Mickleham Free Forces.
Yes, we're here with a 105 Lille field gun, just about to open fire on the rebels.
And you can hear it now.
We've now just expended our ammunition and we'll be withdrawing as they're still advancing in considerable force.
Are they too strong for you?
At the moment, yes, but we'll be back.
How soon? In what sort of numbers will you have to come back?
We'll come back probably in a reinforced company strength, actually.
But for now, have you sustained any injuries? Any people hurt?
It's not yet, but we'll be getting out soon before we do.
Well, I shan't stay in your way. Is it... So now, the British Army is in retreat. They're going to get some reinforcements. And for the moment, it seems like this round of the battle has been won by the Mickleham Free Forces. More news when I get it. This is Graham Freer for Radio Mercury News in Mickleham, Surrey.
A look now at the rest of the news. The poll tax, which comes into force today in Scotland, is being branded as illegal, immoral and undemocratic.
Rebound. Time is exactly 11:25.
It has been a dramatic morning in the Surrey village of Mickleham following a declaration of independence by the village council. Shots were fired after police called in army units to suppress the uprising. Villagers claim that a charter signed by King Charles II gives Mickleham its independence. No one was hurt in the clashes, and Mickleham Free Forces have apparently beaten off the British Army. Our correspondent Graham Freer is on the front line in Mickleham.
Indeed, there is still firing going on at this minute as the rebels rout the British Army. With me is Captain General John Murray of the Mickleham Free Forces. Captain General, you've been in on this whole plan from the start several weeks ago.
Yes.
When oil was allegedly discovered.
Oh, yes.
What is going to happen now, please?
Well, I'm not terribly sure. I think that we're looking to a victory. I think we will have a victory. I think we'll be declared independent any minute. In fact, I think already our leader has declared independence. I think this is really a mopping up operation. The army seems to be falling back in all directions. I have no qualms at all about it. Mickleham is going to be free and independent, and we're going to rely on our oil revenues and the great spirit of the Mickleham people to carry us on. What's going to happen now.
What is going to happen? How will you celebrate this amazing...
Well now, Free Mickleham is starting with the first thing is this evening we're having a grand gala concert. The London Chamber Orchestra has very kindly offered to come and perform in the auditorium at the Box Hill School in Mickleham. Is going to be a super thing. It's going to be the first real celebration of our independence. Christopher Warren Green, who is the director of the orchestra and a brilliant musician, his family, the Warren Greens, have long been associated with Mickleham, so we're getting their services and all that goes with it. Tomorrow, of course, we are having a celebration. It's going to be a day of rejoicing for the people of Mickleham, a day of rejoicing. We've got army bands, Women's Royal Army Corps, we've got pipe bands, we've got helicopters, we've got aeroplanes, we've got hot air balloons, we've got stalls and everything you can possibly imagine to keep people
and
happy.
And most of all, people can actually see your nodding donkey working.
The whole thing is based around the nodding donkey oil rig, where the oil is now, at this very moment, being put into little tubes which we're selling to the people who want to come and actually prove for themselves we've got oil bubbling up in the village of Mickleham.
And from Mickleham, this is Graham Freer for Radio Mercury News.
Radio Mercury News, our next bulletin will be at 12 o'clock.